They knock you in the head with that. Knock you out with that, and they'll tell you. I'd rather hit me with the hair. Yeah, I seen him with the old cow whopping it like he hit you with a stick.
Oh,
way back in them old days, man. And that's always where you got your milk and your butter and stuff in. You milk them or else, or you done without it.
Yeah.
And if you had hands with you, sometimes you have your hands, they'd help you milk for some of the milk, or then they'd buy some milk and butter from you.
Have you seen any of the milking places, you know, farms that dairies now? I mean,
I've been in a few of them here last year. Bought some dairy calves from, I didn't, with another fellow. I went with him over in Alabama and in the dairy.
They have dairies, are there any around in the county now?
Not none in here, but there's a lot smaller more in Alabama and places.
Yeah.
But they do the, they got electric milkers now.
That's right.
Enough.
Some of that milk doesn't even touch the, you know, it doesn't come out even out of a tube. It's all everything.
That's right. Goes right on through and then in a tank. And then a truck comes along and picks it up.
Yeah. They've really come, I guess, with those dairies, that just, you know, they've come a long way on. But when y'all caught the milk, you catch it in a bucket. What kind is that? Metal or?
It'd be a metal bucket.
Did y'all ever use those wooden kind of?
I never went anymore. I always just had a metal bucket.
Yeah, they always had them. Now you get your water out of the, well nowadays you get it, you know, you got it pumped in.
Yeah, you got to pump it, pressure, it pumps it up into pressure.
Yeah.
Turns itself on and cuts itself off with pressure tank.
Yeah.
And back in them days, you didn't have no electricity out here and you, only thing you had in the pressure with water is I pumped it. I had a tank about 10 feet high back in there, and I'd pump it up in that tank and pump it full. And then you could run water in your house, run it any way you wanted to around it, because you had a fall to it.
Huh.
You didn't, the only thing you used then was a gasoline engine or something
to get water, yeah.
Yeah, an old pumping jacket and pump it. But it was, oh, that was something. You living uptown then, when it come electricity and you hooked up with a real pump, and well, that was, you made another big investment then.
That must have been.
It was. And then that electricity, and you get your long back in the way, if you went to town very much in your car, you had an old ice box, you'd buy your ice and kept you in there. In that ice box, and you were stingy with it. Well, you'd have an ice box maybe bigger than that, but you place in there for your ice, and it kept everything cool. And as you went to town about two or three times a week, you'd buy your 50 pounds, 100 pounds of ice, and you kept it in that ice box, and it kept everything cool in there for you.
Good God. Now, where would y'all store, like, did you ever raise potatoes here, you know, then would y'all store them here?
The sweet potatoes?
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, you'd have you'd bank them things. They would want to plow them up and put them in here. Some of them had a potato houses, but they'd keep better if you put them in a hills and maybe put boards up and put some dirt around them. If you didn't watch that house, they'd dry rot in it.
Mm. Yeah, I've seen, and they would floor them with pine straw and
all
of that.
But you flow this in.
I've seen this.
Yeah, that's right. But most of them keep the sweet potatoes in that hill. Well, I'd call it a hill.
But any other now places you kept meat and storehouse? Did you ever keep it in barrels or, you know, or things like that?
Some of them, yeah. Some of them would have to kill with it. They'd pack it in that barrel.
Yeah. Now, barrels are something themselves. Did you ever see people make them? Was there a barrel, a cooper around here anywhere? Or people that would make barrels?